Welcome back to The Sitch.
Hi, guys.
I'm Ambry.
And I'm Sophia. And I don't even know what episode we're on anymore.
I don't know either. But if you want to just have some like real nice girl chats, like feel like you're at happy hour with your best friend, this is the podcast for you.
Yeah, welcome.
It's been a rough couple of months, to be honest with you. So yeah, I'm just like not in it right now.
That's okay. I think we go through phases where a hot mess, and we go through phases where we're thriving. And you know, at least we're going through the hot mess phase together.
No, like life is like really beating me down lately, like a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, it's a season, I understand. And like everything happens for a reason, but I'm ready for like the good times. I'm ready for life to go like, ooh, like up.
I think it just needs to be summer. I feel like we thrive in the summer.
Yeah. Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. We'll have so much fun this summer. I just think that like this time of year is always the worst. I don't know if anyone else would agree with that, but it's I feel like it's always just like not bad, not great. It's just like in the middle. It's just neutral.
I'm like, it's cloudy in LA. Everything is
it's been so cloudy all year though.
Yeah.
I'm
ready for the sun.
It's depressing. I think Ambry and I are,
amongst other things.
Ambry and I really need a vacation. This has been discussed, but we need to like go on a girls trip, just me and you.
We really want to do like The Sitch Takes New York.
Yes.
That needs to happen. Something iconic photo shoot there.
Like a Serena and Blit. We could recreate.
Oh my gosh.
The one that they have in episode, like season one, episode four.
I'm not going to lie. That has been the only thing getting me through this weekend is Gossip Girl.
No, Ambry sent me a Snapchat and it was just her like in bed watching Gossip Girl, which if you guys, you know, if anyone knows Ambry, to get her like in bed and watching a TV show for longer than 30 minutes is like,
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle, or it just means that something really bad is going on.
Yeah.
Because she will never sit down and like chill or just like wallow. Ever.
No, I don't wallow.
No. She sent me that Snapchat and I immediately called her.
Yeah, she was like, I need to check on you. And I was like, yeah, no, it's like 1:30 and I haven't left my bed.
Which that's like an everyday thing for Sophia. Yeah. But for Ambry, not so much. So yeah, it's just the seasons, you know? We go through changes, we go through all that kind of stuff. But like, I do feel like this past month has been like exponentially harder than normal.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, like very different reason than you. I just feel like I've been so caught up in work that I haven't had any time for myself or like my relationship or anything like that. Like I'm just like excited to like have some downtime because my summer gets crazy too. But May and June are like pretty bare months. And then the second July hits, I'm everywhere.
That means I'll get to hang out with her more.
Yeah. Well, we've already seen each other more in the past like month than we have in a long time.
I made her come back because...
No, you didn't.
Well, no.
I did not. That's a lie and a half. I told you I wanted to come.
No, I know. I know. I'm just joking with you.
I texted Ambry this morning. Like, this was very spontaneous. Like, this was not planned. And Ambry's been going through some stuff. So I knew that I was like, I needed to make time to come down here anyway. I just didn't think that she thought it was going to be so soon.
No, it genuinely made my day.
No,
I got that text and I was like, yes.
Yeah, I texted her this morning and I was like, what time do you get off of work? And I just made it happen. But I did hang out in her apartment for like 3 hours by myself. And I've only met one of her roommates. So when I got in, it was the other roommate that I've never met. And so I was like trying not to be like weird. And I felt really out of place. And then I came into her bedroom and I locked the door just in case. And I like, and I watched Grey's Anatomy for 3 hours until she got here.
That's so good.
Felt like home.
I love that.
Yeah.
We were just saying we need to have a girls' weekend in Newport.
Yeah, she's got to come down. We'll kick my boyfriend out for the weekend. She can come over and stay.
Bye, Ethan.
Bye, Ethan. No, but on like bigger topics, I guess it's like a little bit of a life update. Like we're just both in like a hot mess situation right now. But we did want to talk about some other topics today.
We wanted to talk about how our friendship is so different on social media and how like our life in general, honestly, and not in like a way of we put on this different persona on social media, but just no one really knows what anyone goes through.
Yeah.
Based off what like snippets they see online, kind of pertaining to like our life update of like, you wouldn't know like the different struggles we've been facing on social media, you would just be like, oh my God, they're like thriving. Like, yeah. All they do is like go to coffee shops and have fun.
I also think that like our relationship on social media, like especially if you follow our podcast account, like the @thesitchpodcast_
plug.
You're welcome.
You said it so casually too. Like,
you're welcome.
She's good at that.
Yeah. Just trying to plug right in. But I feel like on our account, it just seems like we have like the most perfect friendship and that we spend every waking moment together and da da da. And like, it's, that's like not true. We do have a great friendship. I feel like we have a really healthy friendship, but we don't see each other every day and we don't talk to each other every second of the day either. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
No.
We're definitely not like hanging out as much as people would probably think or get to see each other as much as people would think.
I know. We were talking about this a little while ago, but I feel like I saw Ambry like so much more in Arizona. Like when she used to live in a different state and not 45 minutes away from me, I saw her like twice a month. And I went like, we went like what, like 5 months without seeing each other, which is like the longest it's ever been.
I know. It was so sad.
It was really sad. But like we talked. It just was like, we were just were going through stuff. And it's,
life gets busy, especially with the schedule. And it's like 45 minutes is kind of far still.
But
like we used to live like states apart.
We used to live states apart. And I would be like, all right, I'm coming to stay. I'm going to make time. I'm going to come out this weekend. And I honestly, like, I haven't even been to Arizona.
You're going to soon.
I know. I want to go. I want to do like a road trip. I'll drive. I know you don't like road trips.
I will go happily whenever you want, if you want to drive. I just hate driving.
That's fair. Well, with my new car, I don't really have to drive. I just put
this is actually true.
We could just be karaokeing the whole way to literally. The last time that I saw Ambry, we brought up my car and we took her to dinner. And after dinner, we showed her the karaoke mode in our car.
I'm in love.
And we like full on had a karaoke party in the car for like 45 minutes, like literally just sitting in her driveway. Like
it is so fun.
We weren't driving anyway. We were just sitting in the driveway, like blasting the music. It was fun.
I love it.
No, that car is like, that would be like a perfect road trip car.
That would be.
I think it's funny though, because like you are definitely not a road trip girly.
No.
And
I'm a passenger princess girly.
That's fair. I wouldn't consider myself a road trip girly by any means, but I don't like mind driving.
I just like enjoy flying. I'm like, so nice.
I think I just don't like airplanes.
Really? Mm-mm. I get the most like work done on an airplane and I'm like so in my like feels. I just have my headphones on. I'm like listening to music. I'm journaling. I'm like crying.
Oh my God.
It's an experience.
All I do is watch Netflix on planes.
I've never watched Netflix on the plane, really.
What?
I know.
That's like, how do you do like international flights?
I'm really trying to think what I do. Work usually.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not that about that. I'm normally Netflixing where I'm reading a romance novel. I'm not reading some like self-help book. You know what I mean? Yeah, I am literally like, if you and your sister personality wise were like combined, it would probably be me.
It would be. That's why my mother loves you.
Yeah. I am the third sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is really true. I've never really thought about that.
For sure.
I have 100%. Like the bluntness of KK. And I love...
KK is my little sister too, by the way. Shout out KK.
Yeah.
She's 18.
I cannot believe she's 18 now.
I know.
I love all the same things as KK does.
What?
Like, I love all the same shows and movies and TV.
Books.
Everything. I feel like we're very similar in that way.
Yeah.
Every time I go over to Ambry's house, KK's always hibernating, watching TV shows in the room. And I'm always like, oh, are you on? What episode are you on? And she's like, I'm on season 7. I'm like, okay, so you're on episode da 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 da. And she's like, yeah. How do you know that? Everybody's like, there's that many seasons. Like, she's always so over it.
Yeah.
That I just said, yeah, that's so funny. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But no, sorry. Segueing back to social media. I think that social media is supposed to be like a resume nowadays.
I look at it so different. I look at it as like art because I really got into it as like a documentation and creative outlet. And I just was like, oh, I want to like share my journey of like going through all my health stuff. And then I got more into like photography and videography, and now I use it more for like education and sharing and just like inspiring other women. And that to me is what I really enjoy about it. But there is definitely a lot of things I don't enjoy about it.
I just think for me, like my social media is literally just a resume. Like that's the only reason why I use it still.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of dancers could relate to that. Like you know, a lot of stuff now is directly booked and they don't even like ask for a video submission. They'll just go on your Instagram. They'll see what Instagram videos are, you know, pinned, and then that's it. So
do
like
you get more jobs based off of like following or like what you put out online? Or?
I don't think that like followers has anything to do with it. Okay. I think it probably attracts people to hire me. I don't think that they would hire me if I wasn't like ready for the job. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But like my job on social media is to showcase what I'm doing now. Right. So if you notice, like in the past, like 2 years, my feed is like very much so accumulated to being a dance teacher. I've rebranded completely. Like there's rarely any dance videos of me currently, which I still dance all the time. I'm branding myself as a teacher. Like I want to work on conventions. I want to do that. Like I don't want to be a backup dancer anymore.
And is that intentional? Like you very, intentionally do that?
Very.
Okay. So that's like a good tip for other dancers that want to become more choreographers and want to position themselves as choreographers. Yeah. As like be intentional with your social media.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah. I mean like social media for me isn't like a really happy place unless it's TikTok. Like I love TikTok. I think it's mm-hmm. so fun, which we've already talked about that and you say you disagree. But Instagram for me is really just like a job. Like it's like a side job for me. Like it's like work having to like get content and post it. Like I don't enjoy doing it by any means.
This is where we're like so different.
I know. You know what I mean? But like also yeah. I feel like with the platform that I've been given, it just became such a job from like a young age. Like it was never like, I'm going to post me and my friends. It was always like, well, this engagement gets higher when I post, or my engagement is higher when I post dance videos, or my engagement is higher when I did it. And then like, you know, having a social media agency, they're like, this is what you need to do. This is your demographic. Da-da. It's like,
I've never asked you this, but like, do you wish you had like a social media or something just like for you, like for fun, to where you could just like kind
post
of
post forever?
Yeah.
In high school, I made an account where I was super obsessed with disposable cameras.
I remember this.
Yeah. And I had a disposable account.
That was also like very like before it was a trend.
Yeah.
Like was. You could have like been like the David Dobrik of that before he got into it.
Probably not, because like my friends and I weren't as fun, but yeah, no, yeah, I started that. And then I started a different account. I think it was like called like Sophia X Lucia. I don't remember if it, like, I don't know the password, like I completely logged out of it, but I would post like funny videos of me in high, like when I was in high school. But then it kind of got to like where I felt like everything was posted online. Like I had no privacy and I felt like everyone knew everything about me. I think at the time though, I was like super about it because that's what I was taught. Like if you go through something, share it. Like you need to be likable. You need to be approachable.
This it gives like you when, more community.
Yeah. And that's like when like the movie launched and like I was doing music and like trying to do like more acting. Like, and I think people were trying to get me to come off of like being like this like dance prodigy to like normal kid. Mm. And so they wanted me to brand my social media that way. So it was almost like a musically influencer versus like a dance mom star. Does that make sense? Like it just is, I think that's what they were going with that. And I just didn't like the fact that I was okay with posting everything online. Like, you know, those girls who like post videos of themselves crying on like, not TikTok, but like even on like Snapchat. Oh my God. I was one of those.
Oh no. I see. I come to the realization that like, that's not going to be me ever on the internet.
But that's what I'm saying is like, it used to be, and I hated that. And I felt so violated. Like I felt like I like didn't have anything that was mine.
Yes. I mean, something I've realized with social media is it's like, you share something and you're really vulnerable, but like you really don't get anything out of that, really. Like, yes, it's amazing to connect with people and to feel like you've helped them, but you don't really get anything for yourself, like in that sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like Instagram is supposed to be like getting brand deals and stuff like that. Like it's supposed to be like a moneymaker for people who have big followings. And like, I just don't have any interest in that. Like, I don't really take brand deals very often. Now, if, like, Celsius hit me up, I'd be so excited because, like, I drink Celsius all the freaking time.
Yeah.
And I could probably make a cool video out of it. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it's, like, a brand that just so does not align with my you know what I mean? Like my vision or like my wants and my desires. Like if it was like an app for dance teachers, sure, that's in my brand. I'll yeah. use that. But it's just like, it's never that. It's always like the most random things. And I hate when people post like only ads and you can just tell that they're out for like dollar signs.
I agree. And well, but it's a hard place because they've built their living off of posting mm-hmm. themselves online, brand deals, all of that. And it's like, you're going to actually like your community is not going to be as strong because mm-hmm. your community doesn't like that.
Yeah.
They don't want to just feel like they're being constantly sold to.
Yeah.
And that was something I agree. I'm very selective with that. And I only want to do brand deals if it's something that I like love and then like die hard for and could creatively make it make sense with my brand.
Or like be excited that you like would be gifted something from that brand.
Yeah, like Go Macro, if like you yeah. want to sponsor me, I like that's my source of life.
Or like if I could get on the Scams PR list, I would make bomb videos for Scams. Yes. Yeah, I would totally do it. But like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like mm-hmm. it has to be like something that's in the area. But I also think it's scary like how, like we have a lot of friends who are, and by friends, I mean like acquaintances, like very, like we say hi, bye, and like, we have no bad blood, but we just don't know them that well. I don't yeah. mean like anything bad by it, but yeah. like, we have a lot of friends that we see in person that look nothing like they do on social media. Like,
I know.
We've run into them and I've been like, who is that? And you're like, that's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no way.
I know.
Because you can just create such a fake life. Like, it's just, that's scary to me. And I yeah. remember being super young and I finally got my Instagram password from my mom. And I remember just feeling like I need to like Facetune myself. Like, I remember being super into Photoshopping and I know that it's like way less now, but the amount of people that still use it and then they claim that they don't is mm-hmm. so harmful. And I know for me, like, that's why I don't enjoy it. Like, I know I don't post photos very often anymore because I don't want to have to feel like I need to like smooth out my pimple
or just like look a certain way. Like there's a certain yeah. look I feel like on social media that like yeah. does well almost in a way.
Yeah.
And it's like, almost more frustrating if you take pictures of yourself and then you're like, wait, why don't I look like, or why doesn't my photos in general look like those other girls?
Yeah, 100%.
And a lot of times it's like either they have lighting, they have different cameras, or they're editing the heck out of their photos.
They're editing so much. Like, I mean, like I was just saying, like all of our acquaintances that we know pretty well, like they edit really a lot.
Yeah.
But this is what I also don't get, because you can't hide it in a video, right? So then we would see them in a video and you're like, wait, hold on. That's the same person. And it like plays with my mind because I remember like that kind of fed into like me being like, I'm not skinny enough. I'm not this. My life sucks. These people are doing so great. I'm doing terrible and da da da. And it's just so scary like how social media differs from reality.
Yeah.
Because those lines get blurred nowadays with how many editing apps we have and everything else. Like, it's scary. And I don't feel that way on TikTok because I feel like maybe because my For You page is like very crafted to like funny things.
Yeah. I'm like, I scroll my For You page and I'm like, I need to like go get call off. My therapist. Yeah. I think it's also how unrealistic people make their life seem, and not in yeah. like an intentional way, but it's just like you're only going to share the good parts of your life. So then subconsciously, as we're consuming this content, we're only like thinking about that person's life in a good light. Like people, well,
that's what I'm saying. It's like a resume because you're only showing what amazing things that you're doing.
Yes. But like, even if people are showing their relationships,
yeah,
they're like, everyone would think like their relationship would be so perfect or all these things. And then really like everything comes with like ups and downs. And there's like,
you've always told me this, or I think it was your mom who told me this too. Like the longer the paragraph, the unhappier the couple. And I'm like, that is so true.
I know. My mom lives by that quote. She really does. But it's true. It's yeah. like you just, friendships, relationships, jobs, like where someone lives, you never know how someone is like truly feeling. And like, I take myself as an example of like, no one would know what I've gone through for the last like 3 years in my life. Like
100%.
And they would look online and be like, oh my God, she's like just living in LA. She's so happy, all yeah. of this. And it's like, there's so many different layers to people that you don't have access to on social media, which I don't think you should.
No.
But it's also like,
you can't believe everything you see.
Yeah.
I mean, like we could take me as a young kid for an instant. Like the yeah. amount of love and messages I got after our first episode, was that our first episode or second? Second episode? Aired.
Yes.
was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that's why you took a break from dance. And I just got so much hate for it. Like, I remember people like being like, you know, you're a has-been, you're irrelevant now, like, da-da-da, like just all these like really hateful things. And they didn't understand what was going on. And on social media, they would just like unfollowing because you're not a dancer anymore. Okay, cool. Well, there's a lot more to me than that. But like, you know what I mean? Like as a little kid, that was like super damaging. And like, you just never know what someone's going through, but it's not our job and it's not our purpose to show it to everyone. Like I think privacy should still be kept. Mm-hmm. But I do think that like, it's insane how much we idolize people's Instagrams or idolize people's lives on Instagrams, I should say. Because they're just so far from the truth. Like I've never met a single human that was like their Instagram.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I try to keep mine like pretty lighthearted and it's literally just me teaching mm-hmm. and me and my kids. But it's very rare that you'll see a photo of me, you know, just chilling nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like I don't really post much photos at least. I post a lot of stuff of like my career because I found it's healthier for me to do that. You know what I mean?
That's your boundary with it.
That's my boundary, yeah. But I feel like on
TikTok... I think it's good to have boundaries.
Yeah. And I feel like on TikTok, I'm like different though. Like I feel like TikTok, I don't have as big of a following. So I feel like I can like share a little bit more. Like there's a lot more things of like my boyfriend and I or like on there. And I feel like that's intentional because I feel like TikTok is a safer space for me for some reason, which a lot of people would disagree with. I don't know why. I've had a really good experience there. But I also like don't feel inclined to post every 5 fucking seconds. Like, yeah. If you notice, I post on TikTok, like, maybe once a month. Like, I'm really bad at posting.
It has to be a really good feeling.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a great feeling, yeah. Like, not having to be like, oh, fuck, I haven't posted in 2 days, I have to post something. Or, like, having a manager text you and be like, hey, you haven't posted in a week, you're losing engagement, you need to post. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so annoying. Like, sometimes keeping up with that kind of stuff is a lot. And, like, I know that I'm privileged to have as many followers as I do, and I am really appreciative of it. And there's so many wonderful things that have come with it, but it feels a little bit not real sometimes.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's just kind of like a number on a screen. And so 100%. I don't really realize how many people are looking at me, but it's kind of sad that that has become now like almost like a robotic thing where it's like, you or have to
an
post.
Obligation. Like, it,
yeah. Like a
to
job.
Feel like you have to like post and live your life for social media in a way. That was a realization I had about like a year ago was like, I'm like, I don't want to like feel like I'm in this rat race of like trying to have to post on all these different platforms this many times to like get my engagement good, to be like making a living doing this. It's like, no, I rather like make a living, like still in the content space, still using my mind and my creativity, but not rely on, like we talked about earlier, like not rely on brand deals or rely on the algorithms and having to like be attached to my phone and be constantly like relevant either.
Yeah. And it's I felt like, I don't know if anyone would else relate to this, but it got to a point where like I would go on these dates with my boyfriend or I would go on a girl's trip and I literally was just like dying to take photos.
Yeah.
And I was like, for what? To post them?
Yeah.
Like that's so insane.
For other
to
people to like experience and be like, hey, look what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like that's so weird. And I thought this was interesting because Coachella was over this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I was on TikTok and I was seeing all these like funny videos being like, you know, these influencers are wild. They don't even go to Coachella. They just get their hair and makeup ready and then they go.
Yeah.
And they take a photo and they leave. Or they're not even there. They like pretend that they're there.
They just go to the desert and like go to maybe the after parties.
Yeah. Like, and I think it's so crazy. And like they put like a lot of their content stems from Coachella weekends. Like that's where a lot of them make their brand deals and make their bags, like which whatever.
It's the influencer Olympics.
It's so insane, man. Like when did Coachella become not about the music? You know what I mean?
I know. That's where I was like, I just like want to enjoy my life for me a little bit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like everything for me recently has felt like it's just about social media. And I like wish that we could get back into that space of like where it's just about human connection. Yeah. I'm just like ready for like human connection to be like normal again. You know what I mean?
I do think that is going to be the next little wave, though, is like authenticity. And we're seeing it with a little bit more with like the Tumblr age.
That's true.
And like that aesthetic coming more. I do think there's going to be this like push towards people still wanting like vulnerability, authenticity, but in a way where it's more documentation, creativity.
Got it.
hopefully. And that's at least like, I like love researching like upcoming trends and all that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what a lot of people are talking about. So I think we do see that even with like the digital camera, like people are kind of like reverting back to those.
Don't get me started. I want a digital camera so bad.
I'll show you which one to get.
I know. Yours is just really expensive. I need a cheap one.
No, a different one. Okay. This one is a better one.
No, but I feel like in general, like I don't want people to ever, you know, listen to our podcast and then go on our social media and just think that we're like so perfect. You know what I mean? Like I cannot express how far from perfect we are. And I think it's really easy to slip into that when you're like seeing these two best friends in like really cute photos and with like a high-end photographer and one of the photo shoots. And
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like we have a great friendship. You're by far my healthiest friendship I've ever had. And I'm so thankful for you. But we're not like your normal pair of best friends. You know what I mean? Like, I think we come off as like, we're like attached to the hip always. And we're like those codependent besties. we're just not, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
We really, I feel like we know each other's space really well. And I feel like we understand each other. So like when we're not responding, we don't get like butthurt.
No.
We just are like, you have shit going on right now. But I just don't ever want our listeners to like see that and then think that's what we are like, or even like our own personal Instagrams. Like I feel like from afar, like your Instagram is very much like fitness and wellness and all that kind of stuff,
which and like you aesthetics
en- yes, and you enjoy all of that.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say that's like who you are at your core.
No, which is why like I'm loving getting to like talk on a mic and share my thoughts and what's like going on inside my head, because that to me is more a little bit more fulfilling of like actually hearing like, wow, what you said resonated with me, or that was something that I've been going through, and hearing that I'm not alone in that is comforting for others. And that was like our whole mission behind starting this, is just sharing things that we've gone through,
yeah,
to help others feel less alone in that.
And I think like it's also really fun to be able to like speak and like get to hang out and kind of vent to each other, but then also have it be sent out to whoever's listening and then be like, oh my God, yeah, like me and my girlfriends listened to this during our like Friday night hangout and we had so much fun. Yeah. I mean, like, that's really cool. But I just feel like I don't even know where this episode has gone, but I don't want it to be like a shit on social media. I just want people to like be more aware of that before they start comparing. Like, I think it's really easy to like look at someone that you admire. Like, I know that I have like my girl crushes on social media that I follow, and I just wish I look like them. Like body image. Yeah. I wish I look like them. I wish I had the body. I wish I had their skin. I wish I had their tattoos. I wish like whatever.
We all have those too.
Yeah. And I constantly will compare myself to them, and it's really hard not to, but I think that we all just need to like be able to know that pattern.
Well, and be intentional. Like, be very intentional with how you consume it, who you're following.
Mm-hmm.
Set like boundaries around it and limits to what you're allowing yourself to consume. Because if you're just sitting on social media all day consuming different stuff and you're not aware and you don't set up these like energetic walls around it, you're going to like be drained by it. And that's not healthy.
For sure. And I don't know. I just want people to know that we are, you know, real humans, and like we have feelings, and we're not perfect. Like we're far from.
And we're going through shit.
We're going through shit. You know, we're having a day. We're having a month. We're having a year. You know what I mean?
The season.
Yeah, and I just think that it's easy sometimes for people to not see, like to only believe what they see on social media. And I just think it's a good reminder. Like I'm sure this is not anything profound. Like I'm 100% sure that everything we said on this episode.
You probably read this quote on Pinterest.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure like everything we said on this episode, like you know already and you understand. But I just think sometimes like having that gentle reminder of like, hey, life is not what it seems on social media. Like it's not real. Like that's a facade.
Yeah.
Is like sometimes really nice to hear from a third party or even from strangers who don't know you. And I think social media has given me so many wonderful opportunities. And I definitely like financially, like I would not have the jobs I have without my social media.
Yeah.
Which is so sad to say, because I feel like my talent should speak for itself. But in this day and age, it just doesn't. So I have a love-hate relationship with it. But I never want anyone to like go on my page and just think that I've had like the most amazing life. Like I've had a really hard time.
Yeah.
And I've gone through things, and like, yes, I'm privileged, but I've still gone through things. And I think sometimes we don't give people that space or that energy or that time to be like understood. Mm-hmm. Especially when you see like they're like killing it, or they like, oh, they drive a nice car, or they have nice things or whatever. Like, we automatically go to like, they're perfect, they're snobby, da, 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 and we never like really like take the time to like,
what would be them. I think this is like a fun little question to end on. What would be a preconceived notion you think someone would have about like the other? We'll answer it like for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you say someone would say? But if they just like consumed your content online, mm-hmm. saw a photo, those kind of things before getting to know you and meet you.
I do think I've gotten like way better about like being way more honest, and my life is pretty similar. Like like how I am with my students is how I am. Like, I don't like put on a facade to take a video with my kids mm-hmm. and then turn it off. And then I'm like mean to them. Like, I'm the same way with my students as I am in the videos.
I'd say something like character trait wise that people wouldn't know about you on your social media is just like how you are the most like caring human.
That's so nice.
And like, no, Soph really does. Like, if you're in her inner circle, she will like ride or die. Like, be always there for you, will always go above and beyond as a friend and like give you whatever she can in that sense.
That's really nice.
No,
if you're
true.
If you're not in my inner circle, I'm a bitch.
So no, that's not true either. But I do think like you have such genuine care for your friends. And I mean, I think that's hard to perceive online at all, but because mm-hmm. it mainly is like a resume for you, they probably don't get to see like how much you just like
care
about. Even yeah. like everything you do in life.
I think I'm also way more chill.
Oh yeah. No. So we've talked about this a lot. Soph is like so chill. And people would not expect that she's just like a bruh down for everything girl. Yeah.
I think people think I'm probably like super high strung. Which
yeah.
I'm high maintenance. But
high strung though.
Yeah. I think that they probably think I'm like super hyper. And I'm always like jittery. Like
perfectionist. All this like.
Yeah. Which I have. I am a perfectionist with some things. But that is something like, I think that's like my yeah. biggest misconception.
You know how to turn it off. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think for you, you just have like a really big heart. And I don't think that people get to see that at all. You're also super goofy, like super goofy. And I don't yeah. think that people get to see that on your social media at all. Like, how would they? Cause you're going to like, you're working out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't share myself like laughing or anything.
Yeah. Or you look like really cute with your coffee.
Yeah.
They probably just think that you're like one of those girls that's like, I need an iced vanilla latte with soy milk. But can you make sure there's cold foam, and the foam has to be extra cold? Like, I think that's probably what people perceive online, which is just so far from the truth. Like, you're very down to earth, you're very grounded, and you're super funny. You have a really big sense of humor, and I don't think that people see that.
I know. KK doesn't think I'm funny.
KK doesn't think anyone is funny. She's
That's
hard
also
to please.
KK is so funny that like
she's funny because she's
my sense
so
of humor is like it's I don't know.
It's inappropriate.
It's sexual.
Yeah.
I did not say it.
Amber's got a really fun sense of humor, and it's never a dull moment when you're with her. Like, I feel like why we're best friends is because we're both really deep humans. Like, yes. We can have really deep combos. But the second that we feel like we're getting too sad, we will flip the switch and then we'll just have fun.
Yeah.
I think that we're good about that. But I do think that, like, you are super grounded, and you have a huge heart. Like you always have. And
I just love.
You really do. But I just don't think that like they get to see that on social media a lot, which I think with our brands makes sense.
Yeah.
But again, like it's just hard. Sometimes it's just hard to show everything without giving away everything to everyone.
Yeah.
I'm a super open person. And so for me, I've had to like wheel it back a lot, and you're a super private person. Yeah. So you've had to like become more open.
If I like love something, I like am private about it.
So you protect it.
I like protect it with everything. 100%.
Mm-hmm. That's where we differ though.
Yeah.
And I think we balance each other out though, because I think that we push each other to like be what the other one isn't. Like, I think that you've taught me how to be more private, especially like with my relationship and stuff. Mm-hmm. You've given me advice. And I think like with your personality and everything else on your social media, like I've given you advice on how to become more like open.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Thanks for joining the hot mess today, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I hope it made you feel a little bit better about your hot mess of a life.
Everyone's like, ugh. Yeah.
It's okay, guys. Hot girl summer is coming soon.
Hot girl summer is coming soon. Get your asses in yoga classes. Let's go. Wait, we should go take puppy yoga. That would really make me happy.
No, I'm like right now in like a kid kick, not a dog kick.
Oh God.
Like more like every time I see a like child, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to like hold it. I don't know what's going on. My hormones are acting up.
Kids repulse me right now. So I cannot be farther away from that. To be fair, I'm a dance teacher. So I see kids all day.
That's true.
The last thing I want is to go home to more kids.
I know, like I was sending my mother TikTok videos of children and I was like, I can't wait to be a mom. And she's like, are you okay?
What is going on?
She's like, stop torturing yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, but we will have hot girl summer. And I think as the podcast prolongs and the more listeners we have, I think that they will see our transformation, or let's just freaking hope so.
let's hope that you guys get to witness the life just like skyrocketing.
Maybe we should do like a vlogging weekend on our girls trip.
I would love that.
And we could post it on YouTube or something, or like even on our Instagram.
That'd be fun.
And it's literally just us getting out of our funk. That'd be cute.
That's like always been like my thing that I always put off, but I do always want to do YouTube.
Really?
It's just like an overwhelming task.
It's really hard for me to like sit in front of a camera and talk about my life.
It's weird because like, anytime I do it, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it just like, I don't.
I think podcast feels different to me because podcast is just like, it's just us having a conversation.
Yeah.
Where YouTube, I feel like I have to be doing like cool shit for people to listen. We hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for sticking with us and our hot mess.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.